Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. All right. Welcome back. It's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Hey, it's never too late to get your shit together. That's the name of the show today. And it might be a little explicit. I'm feeling a little feisty. You know what? I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, today I'm bringing the boom. How about you? Hey, listen, I want you to really step back a little bit here. Relax and enjoy this show, because you know what? Life is good. It really is. And I know you might be going through stuff. Believe me. I have my own stuff. We all have stuff to deal with. And it's never too late to get your shit together. So how about we talk a little bit about what that means? And I'm going to give you a story. And then I'm going to give you a lesson, and then I'm going to give you a tool. And I'm really excited about the fact that I'm on episode number 7, lucky number 7 today. And wow, we've got a journey ahead of us. And man, it makes me fired up because I got my shit together. And I'll tell you what, folks. When I was 34 years old, I absolutely was in a place when I, you know, think back and talk about how you can get back there in those moments in a second using NLP. So just moving on with, 34 years old, I was thinking, you know, what was I thinking? You know, where was I? What was the world like? What was I like? And so I started writing. And, I believe journaling, by the way, if you don't do it, it's really a great tool. And remember, this show is all about tools. And it's the most simple tool to go get, because it's literally a pad of paper if you want. I like books because you can keep them and hold them. And by the way, I have about, I don't know, I want to say I did about 3 journals a year times 20 years. I've got a lot of journals and they're all in boxes. And my wife says, you got to get rid of them. And I'm like, okay, I will. And then I sit down and I start going through them. And it's so funny because I start reading and I'm like, wow, that's what I was thinking. That's where I was. Interesting. And it's neat to come across goals that you wrote. And 34 years old, my company was absolutely kicking ass. My income was unbelievable. Every month, I was probably making more than most people made in a year. Like, I know most people were making less than that a year, I should say. And I remember that just a short time before that, I was completely fucking broke. So what happened? Getting your shit together means that you have to have a complete idea on where you want to go. I mean, you need to know your direction. And I know last show talked a little bit about that, activity, But today I'm going to give you the formula. I remember 34 years old, the things that I was doing. And I put a lot of emphasis at that point on myself, because I think that's life's greatest journey of understanding oneself. Wouldn't you agree? I know that you know this, because we all do it. We all say, one day I'll get there. One day, one day. One day when I have this, I'll have that. One day when I get there, I'll go there. And the reality is, if you understand yourself first, you'll get there faster. And that's the honest truth. You know, I talked a little bit about, you know, some whirlwind stuff in the last little while. And again, as things move forward, my story will start to develop. So you understand that, you know, I'm just sharing insight to what I know most people have to deal with. And it could be financial, it could be relationships, it could be health, it could be a whole whack of things, really. But it's never too late to get your shit together. And I'm going to give you a little tip on some of the tools that you can start using. And I told you to journal for sure. That's number one. Get clear on your direction. Really understand what it is you're trying to achieve, what it is you are desiring to have as an outcome, and get clear on that. And then you got to set some goals. And the goals are snackable, bite size, small, and then you stack them up like Lego. And that's really how you start to make things happen in your life. And listen, you're going to slip. There's things that happen. And another great tool is make sure you have the right people in your corner. Now, virtually, I'm in your corner. I believe in you. I love the fact that you're here to listen to what I have to say of all people you can be listening to. So again, gratitude for that. I practice that every day, giving gratitude for the things I'm able to have, do, be, and dream of. NLP, let's talk about neuro-linguistic programming for a moment, because that's another tool. So far you have a journal, right? So far you can start writing your goals, getting clear on your objectives, where you want to go. And then neuro-linguistic programming, if you've never tried it, first of all, wow, you're missing something extraordinary, and I really recommend it. In fact, one of my business partners is a master NLP practitioner. In fact, for about probably 17 years or so, I've been practicing the art of neuro-linguistic programming, being guided to help me deal with things that have really encouraged change in my life. And change is hard. So when you get into programming, if you think about it, that's why it's hard. You have been programmed. And that program is something that, again, might be outdated. So you got to get your shit together, all right? So here it is. That program can be reprogrammed. And with that new program, you can actually design it so you get the outcome you're looking for. And this is what's actually happening out there, folks, is most people are trying to get somewhere and have something and create and get these goals, dreams, desires in their lives, but they haven't changed the program at the beginning. And I might date myself here, but you know what a syntax error is? Well, let's bring it up to today's world. And, you know, you think about a computer, that spinning wheel of death, we call it, when it's just kind of thinking, and nothing's happening. Well, it's because that's a syntax error. Something in the program is not getting the desired outcome, so it's confused. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, that's what happens in life. So neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, some hypnosis, you've probably heard of those things. And by the way, you're not gonna sit cross-legged, you're not putting your hands out and going, That's not what I'm talking about here. So I'm talking about getting inside and calming everything down and disassociating and then building it back up with a program of what you're trying to achieve. And yes, NLP can deal with past issues that you're not even sure is an issue. And there's a lot of truth to that as well. It's a virus inside. Think about the computer again. Sometimes we get viruses. Sometimes the program is just old. So we got to reprogram. NLP is an awesome tool. I'm actually going to have my business partners on this show. We'll talk about some of these things so you can have some practical tools. It'll be a longer show at that point. I'm actually going to have NLP embedded into the show. And we're going to talk a lot about the things that I'm doing now in neuroscience and neuroselling and melting that pot together. And it's absolutely amazing. The fact is, to get where you want to go, it's just a little bit of new programming. It starts with you, though. No one's going to come along and plug you into something and all of a sudden you've got a new program. You got to work for this. Just as you had to go to the gym, if you go to the gym or you have gone to the gym, and you had to work for it. Man, it hurts. It's painful. I run every day. I'm still in pain. But I love the aspect of completing a goal. And that's what I need you to attach yourself to, the outcome of what you want, the direction of where you're going. Put it all together, and it's the game. Now, I coach sales people, and I work with corporations to level up. And what do I mean by that? Well, I believe everybody has an opportunity to get to that next rung in the ladder, that next ledge on the mountain, that next spot where you desire to go, but it's going to take a lot of work from you to get there. Journaling, NLP, programming, all of this stuff towards the direction you want to go, getting clear on the objectives that you need to complete, breaking it down into chunks so that you can stack them up like Lego to get where you want to go. And really, that is the simple path. But it's not easy. Because guess what? You're going to get in the way. And that is the real deal, folks. Everybody gets in their own way. And as I said in the last show, there's no special hack. I'm not going to show you some magic move or some ninja dust that all of a sudden is going to get you where you want to go. But what I will show you along this journey with me are things that you can use as tools to help you with your entrepreneur journey, your busy business professional journey, your career. Maybe it's mom and dad. Maybe you're stay at home and you're just liking my show because maybe I'm silly and maybe somehow you're connecting with me. And hopefully that's the case because I really appreciate it again for you listening in to this show because it makes me smile. I'm actually smiling right now thinking about it. And man, I'm just getting started. Episode 7? You kidding me? This is not going to stop because I'm not going to stop. You can't stop me. Maybe that's the name of the next show. Show number 8, You Can't Stop Me. Now I got to stick with it. So that's going to be the name of the next show. And I'm going to talk about some other things and relate a story back to that and give you some tools and get you on your way in a snackable show because that's what I'm here to do is provide some good insight, maybe a good laugh, and hopefully you'll get to know me and, you know, you never know if I'm going to be able to get to know you and we'll be at events and all kinds of things happening, obviously going forward. But I really appreciate tuning in today. And of course, you can leave a message for me right in this show, by the way. If you're listening on anchor.fm to my show, you could actually send me a note and I'll get the note. And then, of course, I can reply. If you use, if you give me some sort of information as well, I can call your name out. But even if it's general, I'm happy to add it into the show. And that's where we are, folks. We are at the end of this show. And I want to remind you to go do something nice for someone today and kick ass. This show is brought to you by Anchor.fm.